This is Diane Urbani de la Paz with What's Out There? Ways to connect with art and culture while staying close to home for the weekend of December 11th, 2020. Musicians of the Port Townsend High School Orchestra and Jazz Ensemble will give a concert this Saturday on the internet. The players have cooked up a production with students playing separately in their home studios and music teacher Daniel Furland serving as engineer, bringing all the tracks together into a unified performance. There will also be a live performance by a string ensemble. It should be a thing to behold altogether. And instead of looking only for donations, the performers want to attract 1,212 viewers, just like the date of the concert, 12/12. Local supporters of the high school music program have established a fund and will donate $1 per viewer to the Port Townsend Kiwanis Club's backpack program, which provides food to families who need a little help. The show starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and the place to tune in is pthsmusic.com. That, of course, stands for Port Townsend High School Music.com. A fully staged production of May's Vote, a historical drama about two Washington women who agitated for women's suffrage, is happening this weekend thanks to Key City Public Theater. Denise Winter portrays May Arkwright Hutton, a saloon cook turned activist, while Barbara Callender of Seattle is Emma Smith DeVoe, a ladylike suffragist. They are opposites, yet they figured out how to work together to achieve the shared goal. Showtimes for May's Vote are 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock on Saturday, and at 7 o'clock on Sunday night. These performances are open to the public with a Q&A with the actors afterward. Now that should be lively. The place to go well in advance to get your complimentary tickets is keycitypublictheater.org. And in my ongoing exploration of the takeout providers of Port Townsend, I sipped from the Cup restaurant for lunch this week. It was difficult choosing from the menu since the restaurant offers breakfast dishes, a whole bunch of them, all day long. But I ended up going with a maritime theme, Alaskan cod fish tacos, and the open face crab sandwich. The tacos were light, with corn tortillas of exactly the right texture, while the crab paired well with the artichoke on their cushiony roll. I also want to praise the cheerful service the women at the Cup provide. That makes all the difference on a rainy day. And that is the whole story for this edition of What's Out There. I'm Diane Urbani de la Paz, here for you on KPTZ. Thanks for listening.